the beginning yesterday, you said you did not want to speak because it is such a high thing.
And so many persons come and want to hear. But yet I told.
But first you told us what you said in the beginning was very important also, the qualifications, not to be cheaters.
Really, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji has come to give nectar.
Yes.
But he wanted first clear the pot.
Clear the pot.
Yeah.
It's very dirty pot.
Yeah, dirty pots. So he could not give. Yeah. He wanted to give, but yet he could not.
I believe that.
When we read all these things and remember all these things, no taste in other things, even in 9th, up to 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam or 11th,
yeah,
it looks like very not so interesting.
Other things are not so interesting. Yes. But
they are so important.
Yeah.
From 1 to 9, 10, 11 and 12. So important. But these are ground level. The ground level is so much repent. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Then these will come. So it can be tasted.
Yeah. You said that, yes. But I asked a question yesterday. I would like to know more about that. This cannot be widely shared, but we are just learning now, and I have understood that Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, that if you hear, then you have to speak, make kirtan, and then you'll be able to remember. If you hear and do not speak it, it is not. So we hear this, and now I go to see my friends or disciples or write them letters. They say, what were you doing in India? What did you hear? I cannot tell them. So, but then how did I keep it alive, the beloved?
You should make them. Adhikari, qualified. And they should have at first hear all these things, beginning from Prahlad Maharaj and all these.
Yes.
Vritta Shurupakhyan, we see that something's trace, hidden something there.
Right.
So hearing all these things, they will have inquiry, inquisitiveness, or all these things at last.
But what about me? How do I keep alive what I've just heard?
No. You should tell them gradually all these things.
Tell them gradually.
There are so many kinds of Sravan, so kinds of Kirtan, so many kinds of Smaran. Huh? In Bhati Bhakti also, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. In Raganuga, first stage is Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. And in the last stage of Araganuga, is Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. But different.
Right.
Higher skills. So, we should not say all these things to those who are not qualified.
Yes.
They should be told Srimad Bhagavatam, first to 9th canto, 11th canto. And Vatsalya Ras, Sakya Ras. But I think that everywhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, somehow hidden or unhidden, Gopi Prem is there, is right.
You told us one time that even in the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Gopi Prem is described.
There, in hidden way. Also, in first slok I cleared it. In first slok,
yes,
you have heard.
I did not hear your explanation.
You have not.
No.
There are so many kinds of vyakha of this slok. So many kinds of what vyakha?
Commentaries.
Yeah. So many kinds. According to qualification, everything is there in first slok. And the first slok is only root slok, main slok of Srimad Bhagavatam. Main slok is, one slok is Srimad Bhagavatam. And all other sloks in Srimad Bhagavatam up to 12 cantos are explanation of first slok. As Mahaprabhu, 96 kinds of explanation of Atma Ram Muni Yoshi. So he can explain Srimad Bhagavatam, any slok, in 96 times. Raj Purohit, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, was astonished to see, to hear all these explanations. He could not think that so many kinds of explanations are hidden in this slok.
Explained yesterday that while general preaching will not discuss so much Gopi Manjari Bhav, for his personal life, a Raghunuga Bhakta or one aspiring for that will talk with like-minded friends, and that way he will keep
separate.
Because if he does not speak at all about it, then he will become very unhappy.
Devotees of our Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti tell that Naren Mahārāj is not doing good to explain all these things to
in your society.
He is explaining openly all these things.
We will have to prove that there is no harm by our behavior. We will not misbehave.
In Mathura also I explained something, but not as explained as before you. Not Bilap Kushmanjali, no other things. Only Srimad Bhagavatam. I think that all the books of Goswamis are explanation books of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes.
All books. Yes. Everywhere they have quoted Srimad Bhagavatam's book. when Krishna was in Paugandhi days. Paugandhi is, you know?
Yes, sir. Early childhood. Paugandhi, Kumara Paugandhi.
Second. He is going to Cowherd and seeing Jamuna. It is written in Bhagavad. Seeing Giriraj Govardhan. Seeing Kakuvars. Also Mayur. Also deers. See deers. And his ear, deers. Seeing creepers and trees of Vrindavan. And saying to his elder brother,
yes.
Oh, how beautiful these are. They have come to worship your lotus. There are so many hidden things in this issue. Actually, they have come to worship Krishna and all are so much feeling a rush by seeing Krishna. But Krishna is telling, hiding something and expressing his inner heart by his elder brother.
Yes.
Why he is peeping in Govardhan? What he is seeing? Here is an explanation. Go explanation. Why he dears? Everything, Krishna, where he sees, everywhere he is searching only Radhika. And there are some symbols there hidden, which more remembers Krishna, Srimati Radhika in his heart. Everywhere you see the shadow of Srimati Radhika, in Govardhan, in Jamuna River, in the eyes of deers, in the sounds of kokil, in the sounds of mayur, everywhere, flowers and creepers, everywhere, and feeling Srimati Radhika. But he is hiding in his expression, not solely he is expressing his ideas, but our act. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has cleared this all in Paris. So beautiful.
And then he finally says, and most of all the gopis are attracted, are worshipping you, he says to Balaram, as if it's the gopis and Balaram who are embracing. From what you say, that is also to be taken, can be taken in a different way.
I am telling him that you are so beautiful. I am telling. But expression is another. I want to express anyone else who is more beautiful. Understand this bhavana?
Yes.
Krishna is telling that, oh Baldev, you are very beautiful.
Yes.
But he wants to tell Srimati Radhika that Radhika is so beautiful. And these expressions are so beautiful, being hidden, and this is called not direct, but any other manner.
Yes.
Paroksha. Srimad Bhagavat.
Indirect
man. Paroksha. Paroksha Vad. I love a man, I'm telling. I love a man who's whose name begins from S. He is so sincere, pitiful, lean and thin. He comes to Keshavji Gaudiya Math oftenly, and he has written so many books. He has written the Jivan Charitra, life sketch of Srila Prabhupada. No? I have not taken name, but express my idea more than directly, and it will be so pleasing. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, everything has been written like so. This is called Paroksha Bhava.
And even in another Purana, if Radharani is written more directly, that is not as pure as indirect in Srimad Bhagavatam.
This is the good qualification of Srimad Bhagavatam. Not anywhere written like Srimad Bhagavatam. A so beautiful lady is going on, but he has covered her face. But one wants to see his face, her face, but she has covered. This is the beauty of Srimad Bhagavatam, a speciality. He has not taken name of any book, not expressing so openly, vividly, but yet it has been so much rasasta in any book of whole world.
It appears that Vishwanath Chakravarti, almost more than anyone, has the key to that too.
Without reading Vishwanath Chakravarti, anyone cannot understand Srimad Bhagavatam. But full root is Sanatana Goswami. Having heard from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Srimad Bhagavatam will understand only by reading Bhakti Rasami Sindhu and Ujjwal Nilmani.
Rupa Goswami.
Without the help of Rupa Goswami, no one can. Vishwanatha Chakravarti has taken the help of Rupa Goswami. And that is why he has done so marvelous. You are taking all these things?
Bhagavatam, was he aware of all this?
He's not author of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Lila is but like Krishna, all omnipresent. Srimad Bhagavatam only manifested. Because this Srimad Bhagavatam has been given to Brahma first by Krishna himself, and Brahma gave to Narada, and Narada gave it to Vyas. Vyas Dev has only expressed in letters. Before Vyas, only these were in wordings and hearing and speaking. But Vyas Deva has done in Aksharatma Kuru. Understanding?
Yes.
He has
composed the shlokas.
Shlokas. The past times were
eternally existing.
Eternally,
yes.
like Gita. Krishna has told it to some, and after so many thousands and lakhs of years, again he told to Arjun. He told that I have said it. Gita was at first also.
Right.
I have told it to son. Now I am telling to you. So Vyasa is not the author, but Vyasa is also Bhagavan.
Yeah.
It's manifestation of Bhagavan, Krishna. He has everything in his heart. He may prakash, manifest. Then what is your question?
Does he realize these hidden meanings in Srimad Bhagavatam?
Yes. But Bhagavan cannot express, Krishna cannot express as Krishna Sakhi can express. Or anyone who lives with Srimati Radhika, so they can express more. Or if there are any Sakhi which are always present with Radhika, and they have seen and know the feelings of Radhika, they can express more than Krishna. That is why Krishna wants to hear all these things from Gopi.
Because they present the viewpoint of Radharani.
One thing is that Gopis are ananya. Ananya, you know?
Ananya.
Api jetsu duracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag. You know the meaning of ananya bhag?
I know that verse.
Ananya Mansa, they don't know anything
fixed, resolute in that purpose.
In
yes.
Krishna.
Yes.
Only Krishna is there.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
In their heart, no one rather than Krishna is. Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prem is there. They are called Ananya. Understand?
Understand, yes.
But Krishna cannot be Ananya any time.
He himself?
He cannot be. In any case, Krishna cannot be Ananya. Because so there are so many bhakts, so many gopis, father, mother, Prahlad, Ruva, Hanuman, all others, devotees. He cannot be any bhakt. So Krishna is Bahunishta. His mind is divided in so many bhakti. Understand this?
Yes.
Krishna is divided into lakhs and aginas. Na?
Yayatamam, bhajante,
everyone. He is bound to look after everyone. But Gopi can leave everything, everyone. Only they can give themselves to Krishna and think of Krishna. But Krishna cannot do so. So, Krishna cannot express all the ideas which ananya bhakta, gopis can express. But he knows everything. And test everything. So when he wanted to test Radha Bhav, he went to Vishakha Devi. That is Raya Ramananda. And learned everything. And then tested in cave.
In their company.
In cave.
Cave.
At Puri
Gambhira.
It's then bound to take help of Gopi. But by this we cannot say that Krishna is inferior and Gopis are superior. No question of superiority. Krishna is so rational. World anything more
you can
by your writing.
It's all right to write about this indirectly.
For a special devotee. Because Western countries persons don't all these things. And so vividly and so clearly.
May I ask something else, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambhira always tasted the separation, Vipralambha. So, and our Srila Prabhupada has written that the six Goswamis, they were always feeling separation from Krishna. They never said, now we have seen Krishna, but they, so he says, feeling separation is better than wanting to see Krishna.
No. All separations are for sanyog. You should know. If you minus milan, milan means
meeting.
Only separation. It is so. It is not so. So, Kavi Karnapur has never written anything. Has not commentary, done commentary after Ras Leela. Mathura went to Krishna went to Mathura and Dwarka. He had not touched that at all. Only Brajalila. He cannot bear the separation. Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Ujjwal Nindmani and Vidagdha Madhav, Lalit Madhav, in the last they are meeting.
Yes.
No?
Yes, Lalit Madhava.
Lalit Madhava.
There is Vrindavan in Dwarka.
Dwarka also as a Satyabhama as Radhika and all other Gopi meets Krishna. So everything, Vipralambi is for Pushti of Minat Sambhog. If it is only separation and separation,
but in separation, Krishna is
separation
also present.
Separation means you should know viraha. Viraha means and milan means in milan, in seeing. Milan means
meeting.
Meeting. We externally meet and see. And in separation, we meet innerly.
Innerly, yes.
So, we want to meet innerly.
Yes.
Because mind is somewhat
pacified,
better than this body.
In here. Yeah.
He is king of all
senses.
So, by mind, everything goes outwardly and innerly he meets to the extent. So the problem is actually not with the problem what we mean. So in the problem we meet more than outwardly. So they have told that this meeting internally is better than outward.
Oh, in that sense.
So Vipralam is good thing than some.
Oh.
Yes. But it is in Prakat Leela. That Leela, Vipralam is there, but not like Prakat Leela.
Krishna does not go to Mathura.
Only there is a Abhiman. There is an idea. Idea takes form in this Prakat Leela.
We would look at the verse and there was almost nothing there that we could see. And then one of us explained everything there.
In Govinda Lilamrit, they have told like this. So I have an idea from Govinda Lilamrit. He is telling there that there is so much friendship between Kastur Mani and Shyamantak Mani. They are two friends. How they can friend? In this slope, it is written.
I will hear from the faith. Perhaps today you will do a new verse. Are you ready to do another one today?
We can start from tomorrow. We can talk any other.
There are some literatures which I wanted to ask you about, whether or not they are appropriate for us to read. Because you told us Govinda Lilamrit at this time is not so much for us to read.
It is for advanced stage.
Right. So, can I ask about that?
Govinda Lilamrit has been translated?
Yes. Krishna Nika Komudi.
Krishna Nika Komudi.
Kavitanapur.
All are the same. Equal to
Govinda
Lilamrit.
Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma.
Sam.
Like Govinda Lilamrit.
No. Like Bilap Kushmanjali.
But there are two Sankalpa Kalpa Dhrumas. Jiva Goswami
and Vishwanatha Gurdita.
So both are all right for us?
But both are authentic. But the Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma of Vishwanatha Chakrabarti Thakur is more Rasasta.
And this Krishna Nika Komudi.
Krishna Andhi Komudi.
Krishna Andhi
Komudi. What? Krishna Andhi Komudi? Of?
Kavitanapur. That is more like Govinda Lilamrit.
Govinda Lilamrit.
Sangeet Madhava.
Sangeet Madhava. Prabodhananda Saraswati. Very like Chandi Das Vidyapati.
Like Jayadev.
Jayadev. More than Jayadev.
Is this something suitable for us or not?
You can read and see.
And see. We will be able to judge.
You can touch and see. I have read all the books. I have not asked any person.
When
I collected all these books, Guru Maharaj has given all books. I wanted to see all these books and come through them.
After your Gurudev's departure, physical departure, did you have any occasion to meet any rustic Vaishnavas to associate with?
Only Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami through their books and my sadhan bhajan. What I have heard from our Gurudev.
The way
sometimes some conversation with Janardhan Maharaj, I see that in our Saraswat Dhara, no conversations
like the way that you have been speaking to us. Did your Guru Maharaj speak these things to you also?
Not like in this manner, but in the manner of Srimad Bhagavat. Srimad Bhagavat is Parokshavad. Parokshavad, you know?
Hidden. Indirect.
Indirect, hidden in this manner. That I was telling that Hibaji is speaking of the color of Srimati Radhika, the clothes of Radhika, Krishna, and all these things. But in other way.
Not direct. Why is it that
Guru Dev tells like this? To increase his these things, rasa bhavana, not directly, as Sukhdev Goswami has did in Srimad Bhagavat.
But you are speaking very directly to us.
Because in books, what? Koi bula raha hai? But not directly. These are not direct. We should not do. But you come with hankering. I speak not everything, and I also don't know all these things. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting Harinam and doing remembrance, or is any bhakta, Rup Sanatan, Raghunath, they become in so mood that they cannot talk. We are talking and hearing, but no sign of love, prem is there.
May I ask them? I had some discussion. You remember one devotee came to Mathura Mutt, and we are having some association with the Radhakund Babajis. Remember? He came to
Dayaram.
Dayaram. Oh, yes.
Anyway, I met another one of his friends who also was like himself. Very nice person. So he was posing some points. He was making some points. And I was responding. So one point that he mentioned, and I will say what he said and then what one thing I said. He was mentioning that the parampara. So he understands that in our line it is Bhagavat Parampara. So his point was that in Raghunuga Sadhana, he was talking from the Babaji's angle of vision. The Diksha Parampara was important. So I answered that when I am meditating, I am meditating on our Bhagavad Parampara, and I am meditating internally, and I don't see what is the problem. Why I cannot be serving one day if I am so fortunate that I can actually understand clearly everything. Why the line will not be Bhagavad Parampara? Why must it be Diksha Parampara? It is a question of love and feeling for the Guru Parampara. So I think certainly that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is serving Jagannath Das Babaji in their eternal form. Because this is what I said, that I do not think anyone can understand the heart of Srila Bhaktivinoda as well as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. And if he says that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is serving Jagannath Das Babaji, then that is an eternal truth. So, is there any problem with
no.
That?
Secondly, they think go to show Das Babaji Maharaj. In that parampara, if Prabhupada is accepting Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, what problem? No problem there should be. But every guru is not guru. The main Bhagavat parampara Srila Prabhupada adopted. He never neglected this point, these things, that don't do Diksha Guru and everything. Because a junior Vaishnava, I mean, those who have no Tattva Gyan etc., they will have to accept a Guru, a Madhyam Shani of Guru. Prabhupada has taken the name of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and telling that he is in the line of Arup, then Arup Goswami or Jiva Goswami. After he declared the name of Narottam Thakur Malli,
yes.
Not Samananda and
Srinivas.
After that he Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Baldev Vidya Bhushan. There may be so many gurus in line, but if it is recorded in parampara, the parampara will be so. So it is not sahaj. It is not
so easy
to tell all the gurus. But by then, he has done sadhana and adar to all gurus. But Bhagavat Parampara is for especially Raganuga Bhajan. Especially. In this, Sikha Guru and Diksha Guru both has been taken. And in Diksha Parampara, no space for Sikha Guru. It may be that sometime there is a specialty of Sikha Guru. As Raghunath Das Goswami has taken Rupa Goswami. But they don't understand all these things. They have no this thing. Especially they are not so literate and so Vaishnava association. If it was so, your Gurudev was so learned, our Guru Maharaj was so learned, Van Maharaj, and all were so learned, Siddhar Maharaj was so learned, everyone. There are no so learned persons in Babaji Srini class. They don't understand all these things.
May I bring up another point? Another point, he said, and I replied. He said that so far he had not heard of any case where Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had given someone their Siddha Pranali.
Manjari-suru.
Manjari-suru. So I replied that certainly he gave, but he gave it internally. Because being the Acharya, he could understand that the time, place and circumstance of the present times, there are so many unqualified people that what in bhakti and jiva dharma
he has given directly to so many persons.
He has.
Has given. All sannyas mantra is gopi bhav. These are all manjari bhav. Mm. Sannyas, what is sannyas mantra?
Plain gopi.
हाँ गोपी भाव व्हाट इज दिस सो इज गिवन दिस एंड ही हैज गिवन टू शॉर्टन डिसिपल आई नो
ही
हैज गिवन
यू नो दैट
आई नो
आई डिड नॉट नो दैट सो आई टोल्ड दैट ही हैज गिवन इंटरनली
ही हैज गिवन.
It is true, for example, the Tirtha Maharaj.
It may be Tirtha Maharaj, our Gurudev, and so many persons he had to Tirtha Maharaj, first Tirtha Maharaj.
Pradip
Tirtha Maharaj he has given. To Vaishnava Das Babaji Maharaj he has given. And all sannyas siksha, all sannyas disciples are in this line. But he, as Babaji is, to every person, whether they are qualified or not, they are giving all these things, misusing and going to hell. Is there any record that Rupa Goswami has given any Sakhi Bhav to anyone? Is there any record that Ji Goswami has given anyone this? Is there any record that Loknath Das Goswami has given Sakhi Bhav to Narottam Thakur directly? Nothing. These are sacred things. And it is given in heart. That comes from Ragatmik Jan. Bhav is not a thing that Sadhan Sahajiya Babaji or anyone can give this bhav. This is Sahajiya. Prabhupada used to tell them Sahajiya. They are not even in their heart that bhav. How they can give it to their sister disciples?
He argued that unless one knows all of the details of one's sarup, how he can properly meditate in Raghunatha Bhakti.
What?
He argued that unless the guru gives the full details, name, form, dress, all these points, then one's meditation will not be clear.
It may be fact, but if a man has a ruchi,
taste,
after doing bhajan, his ruchi is going to be fixed after nishtha. He will see all these things and he will go accordingly and he will pray for this. We don't go in ashtayam smaran. but they do directly, and they don't know anything ABCD of all these things. Only we very qualified, very secretly, we read Vilap Pushpanjali or Sankalp Kalpadrum or anything, so that anyone cannot know. We don't give that everyone know that I am giving Sakhi Bhava and all these things. Keeping so secretly, we do it. And pray only that in the slokas of Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Vishwanath Jagarti Thakur, we repeat only and have an idea that when there will be day that I will be like so. Sringarayani bhavatim avisharayani. Bhikshaiva kanta badanam parivitta jantim. Dhittanchalena harishannadhim anayani. Samtapta tarajan sudham. Sishtabhaman. This is a sloka of Vishwanath Varita. We were not remembering myself, because we have no idea, such idea. We were only repeating the prayers of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that like so that bhav would come to us. We are not as a sakhi. We are in this physical body. But yet we think that, O Raghunath Das Goswami, O Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, I am standing by your side. And you are seeing all these things. May I see like you all these things and feel this, and may I serve behind you? We are only praying. We are not going to immerse in that past times. So, whether they are qualified or not, all are doing and all are dying. Srila Prabhupada has not directly, they are not correct.
No, I was not impressed by that.
No, but they are, if they are durdaiva. Durdaiva, you means?
Unfortunate.
They are.
Anyway, he became somewhat fortunate because of whatever I repeated that you had said from before. Mm. They were satisfied. And that one person who came to hear you twice, he is already feeling much more satisfied. I have some other books that I wanted to ask you about.
You know our Trivikram Maharaj? He says to me that you are going against. No? You are telling all this Srimad Bhagavatam to in a class. I told that and what to do? I don't like to. I have no taste now in Vedanta are all these things. When there comes opportunity, I tell about all these things. But my taste has been turned. What do I don't know?
What did he reply?
But he told that, can you say that on what stage grid comes? I told him that you want to have an ankush. Ankush?
Goat of an elephant.
Oh.
Ankush.
The goat, the elephant.
Yes.
Elephant.
Yeah.
You want to bind a sima.
Limitation
on greed. If it is bounded by any astar, any vichar, any yukti, shastra, Following me?
Yes.
Any stage, any...
Then it is not greed at all. Greed, don't see whether it is right or wrong. Greed is greed. In any stage, that greed can come. In any stage. Like a Bilva Mangalpa person. He was vyabhichari. No? Yet he has greed. So greed comes in any stage it can come. But when greed comes, there are so many symptoms. Symptoms come of asakti. When greed comes. But after that, first comes greed, then these symptoms will be seen of asakti. Asakti, that is, there are two kinds of asakti. First ruchi. Ruchi is ripened. Then come asakti. Asakti of two kinds. Asakti for sadhan, asakti for sadh.
Bhajan,
bhajaniya. So, when any person, whether he may be vyabhichari or anything, by the grace of any Rasik Vaishnava, association of Rasik Vaishnava, or hearing Srimad Bhagavat, he has grace to serve Krishna and Radha according to any of Ragatmik Bhakta. You know Ragatmik Bhakta?
Resident of Vrindavan.
Those who were present in their Prakat Leela or Aprakat Leela day, always. Like Rupa Sanatan. Or Srimati Yashoda or Lalita Vishakha. Or Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, or like Anang Manjari. Or Bhaktivinoda Thakur has preferred so much for Rup Manjari and Anang Manjari also. Especially for Anang Manjari. Always praying Anang Manjari. So, her activities makes a person to incline towards them. And this is greed. When greed was coming, he may be very vyabhichari person. Vyabhichari person, you know?
Not well behaved.
Bad character, that means who is...
Bad character, loose bad, character.
Yes,
he may be. He may be liar and all other things.
Loose character.
But when anyhow he become, he had lobe, before lobe, Billo Mangal was so vyabhichari person. But when love came, and he saw that this lust is being opposite ho raha hai, opposite, going opposite to me, not favorable, he not he hesitated. At once he this is the actual sign of lust.
Of love.
It begins from asakti. So there are no binding on greed. On what stage it will come? No, that is not greed. But after greed, we will have to see how we can fulfill our greed by Shastra Yukti, Srimad Bhagavata, reading of Vilap Pushpanjali, all books, Bhaktivinoda Sindhu, Ujjwala Nilmani.
Now we are, at least myself, I am simply desiring to get some greed, to have real greed.
This is also a sign of greed. We are somehow... You are getting. And I see that this greed is coming from Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and by hearing the pastimes of Krishna in Srimad Bhagavat.
I have some other books to ask you about. Mukta Charita. Is this suitable for us to read?
You can read.
Ananda Vrindavan Champu.
First, this book should be
seen. Ananda
Vrindavan Champu. And first, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu. Ujjwala Nilmani. And the explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam.
The Tikas.
Tikas. If not fully, but yet some vivid idea of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami. Without Bhagavatam, it will not be correct. And then the explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam is Ananda Vrindavan Champu and Gopal Champu. First we should read all these books. And Brihad Bhagavatamrita too. And the books of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Bindu, Kana, all these. And after that, Sankalpa Kalpa Druma and all Govinda Lilamrita and all other books. Madhurya Kadambini. We should read more times and try to follow all these things. You can see all books by and by. But first, Ananda Vrindavan Champu, Gopal Champu, the explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam, then Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, then the books of Rupa Goswami, Vidagdha Madhav, Lalit Madhav. From these books he has given examples. Then we can enter. But we should always do our activities according to Vaidhi Bhakti, not a jumping Vaidhi Bhakti.
In yourself personally. Just I have one devotee I have met, one of our God brothers. He tries to think sometimes at a particular time of the day of what Krishna may be doing, what Radha is doing at that particular time of the day. Is such thought appropriate?
I think that it depends on how. Actually, that bhava has come. We should
not artificial.
No, it should not be artificial. We should wait for all these things. We can pray for that. We should not think, because we don't know our swarup. We don't know our name, any activities. So we should wait.
Now, without knowing one's swarup, if one tries to meditate on the Astakamya Lila, and he imagines that he's doing this service or he's doing that service.
These are all Sahajiya Bhava. Our Guru Parampara has rejected that we should not do. This is Sahajiya Bhava. If it was good, your Gurudev has told you to do all these things.
No, he told us strictly not to do.
Not to do. Or Gurudeva, or Prabhupada, even Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami, every acharya had warned it not to do so. But Sahajiya are doing all these things.
when Bhava comes, then it is okay.
Oh, when it Bhava comes, that is. We can hear the pastimes of Krishna, Srimati Radhika, and gopis. We have some great, very little, in very first stages, we should enter very carefully. Yesterday in the morning, Babaji, no, Grihastha, he came from Radha Kunda. He was doing like Vaitrina Dapi Suni Jabhav and acting, like acting. Or all Brahmachari were laughing to see his acts.
And he thought, I am listening.
When he heard the Radha name, he became like mad and like to be faint. I asked a very simple question, but he could not answer. He does not know anything, sambandha jnana, anything. He does not know what is called bhav, what is called shraddha. So these are all imitations. We should not go to imitate all these things. We should try to pray for bhav and always pray for Sangha of Vaishnava Association, and should carefully enter and heard and read all these things, doing and following our Gurudev.
The book Vrindavan Manimamrita.
Good book. This is the vast ocean of our literatures. And our mind is so
small.
Sahajiya Babaji are very envious to Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Always they search like ants. Always. They are not saying that today in whole world Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name and fame and the name of Krishna and Bhagavat has been distributed. So they don't realize any honor for them. I see that actually they are not Vaishnava. There should be, if anyone serves our Krishna and Radhika, then we should be very much
happy
to see that she is serving Krishna and Radhika. If Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's followers were not in this world, What happened? They are not thinking of only envious. We went to Radha Kunda, myself and Janardhan Maharaj and Tibikam Maharaj, all Maharajas there, and with 500 pilgrims we went there. And we challenged, if Radha Kunda Babaji barking like dog behind, they should come and we are ready to give answer and to do association with them. There is fault in Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They did not come. They don't preach anything, anywhere. Perhaps the son of Bhatlal has come.
One last thing and then we can go and they can come. One question. When I was in Mathura, I requested Naveen during the Kartik time something, but it was too busy. I asked him that perhaps he could take some time in the next few months, whenever he gets a little time.
Oh, yes. I told Maharaj also, but
he was telling me.
The idea is that we have a limited ability to learn verses, but some little ability. So if we are told which are the best of each type of thing to learn, it will save us so much time. Do you approve of his doing this?
He can do.
If he has the time.
Now reaching
you will know yourself all these things. But we will help you.
Okay.
Certainly we will help.
But during Kartik month, we were so busy.
I mean the next 2, 3, 4
we
months.
We read, we hear, we chant the verses of Chintamani Prakara Sarma Baraha Venu Kodanta Barabinda Dalaya Taksham, like so. And the poetries of our Goswamis, like this, Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram, Smarami Radham Madhura Smitabhyam, Badami Radham Karuna Bharadram, Tato Maman Nasti Gatir Nakapi. Especially I now pray all Radhika's Stotra. Especially. And then this slope, I see Krishna also. All these slokas in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained where there is a relation of gopis with Krishna. Has done marvelous
explanation.
And Sanatana Goswami has selected all these slokas in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita, where there is any connection with Brajavasi to Krishna. Whether he is Mahabharata battle or anywhere in Dwarka, anywhere in other places. Like Bhishma is doing stuti of Krishna. his
shooting
Krishna with his baan, and blood is coming on. He is praying that I pray the sarathi of Arjun. Why? I see that as if gopis are doing any mark on the best, on the on Krishna Anga. So I pray. He has done so good explanation here that heart becomes very joyful. So any slok, any slok, any trace, any very little smell with Brajavasi, that is most priya of Krishna. Krishna likes so. Not by other slokas of Brahma and all these things. So I pray these slokas of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami and all others, in which Krishna is attached with Radhika and Krishna is serving to Radhika. These slokas makes me so happy. Like Billa Mangal has prayed to Krishna. Certainly he has done slokas with Radhika. But sometimes it is seen that Radhika is somewhat inferior.
Subordinate.
Radhika is always trying to please Krishna. Like in first sloka also. Lavate Jayasri. In first sloka also. Radhika is doing archan of Krishna feet's nail. And she becomes so happy, as if Janaki is giving Barmala to Ram.
That is a different
word. But our Goswami are not in so mood. Krishna is giving Pushpamala in the neck of Srimati Radhika. And he becomes so much. That is, Bansi Karan Nipatita, Skhalitam Shikhandam, Bhrashtam Chapita Basanam, Brajaraj Sunu, Jasya Kataksha Sargat Vimurchitasya, Tangradika Paricharami Kadarasena. I want to serve Srimati Radhika with a rasa, with a rasena. What is here meaning of rasena? Here rasena means that she is helping Srimati Radhika or Krishna to meet together, each other. That is called a rasa here. So many things which makes Srimati Radhika so pleased. So when there will day come, when I will serve Srimati Radhika with Haras as Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari do. Bansi Karan Nipatita. When Krishna is going to Cowherd, Srimati Radhika is standing nearby anywhere. And Radhika says to Krishna and Krishna says to Radhika. Bansi at once go down.
Fall down.
Why he has told Bansi? Not for other all things. Because Krishna in sleeping too, he keeps Bansi with him.
Tightly.
Eh? He can leave everything. He can leave his pran also, but not bansi. If gopis still stole this bansi, Krishna always so. So bansi karani patita. When he sees towards Radhika, or Radhika sees towards Krishna, his bansi falls down. Bansi karani patita skhalitam shikhandam. This shikhanda, shikhanda murmukut, falls down. Why is falls down? If Krishna is standing straight or sitting straight, it will not fall.
The thicker feather wants to also touch.
But when Krishna sees Radhika, he is not in his control. So he becomes this like this. And to fall on the feet. So it falls. And when
Vrashtancha
pita vasanam braja rajasunu. And when he sees towards Krishna, pita vasan, that is pitambar, goes away. When it falls down, he does not know. And when Radhika is seeing from the corner to Krishna, he becomes friendless. Here, Prabodhananda Saraswati is telling superiority of Radha Prem. Krishna learns Radha Prem from Radhika. It is not juniority and seniority and but Prem, where Prem lives. He is telling that it Prem lives in Ashraya. Krishna has Prem, but his Prem is divided into so koti-koti persons. In Dasya Bhakta, in Sakya Vatsalya Madhura, and there are so many bhaks. So his Prem is divided. He is not Eknishtha. But gopis are Eknishtha towards Krishna. So their Prem is higher. So here Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. There is something Aishwarya Gandha in Bilva Mangal. But here is Sakhitva Bhava to Radhika. So I now pray all these slokas towards Srimati Radhika. I pray also Krishna, like He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta and Radha Kanta. We always remember Krishna as a Radha Kanta. When actually some greed will come, actual greed, then this stage will come automatically. There are so many shlokas in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. When we have any commentary, Venu Kvaranta Marabinda Dalaya Taksham Barahavatansam Asitambuddha Sundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesa Shobham Govindamati Purushantama. So much rasic commentary, very much. When he was playing on Venu, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesa Shobham, when Kandarpa Koti, without Radhika he is cannot be kandarpa koti kamaniya sosa. There should be any pastime. What pastime is that? How this bhav came to in his mind? He has not stated in this slok openly, but there should be any sutra of these things. These are sutra only. You know sutra?
Yeah, very brief.
Very brief. Like athato brahma jikyasa, janamadasya jata.
So much meaning.
So much meaning. All Upanishad, every Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavat and everything come in this slok, in this sutra. Baldev Vidyabhushan has tried to give something. If Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has done the Bhashya of Vedanta Sutra, he would have done so marvelous thing. Certainly. He has given whole history of Srimad Bhagavat and all things.
I heard that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur wrote some books that the Association of Vaishnavas, the Sangha of Vaishnavas, decided that they were only to be understood by him, and they made some Granta Samadhi for all these books. Is that true?
It may be that he has wrote all these things in his heart. He was Siddha Parikar. Ujjalinmani is also a sutra granth, very sutra. Go on preaching and also going. I think this all is going on by the mercy of your spiritual master. Everything.
And your spiritual master also.
It may be, but it is the mercy of also the person.